Fuel FM, Jason here with you, along with special guest in studio, Ray McDaniel from 22 to None. Ray, welcome to Fuel FM.
Hey, how we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Fair to partly cloudy.
That's all right. It's Michigan. We like
right,
that.
That's right.
First time on the show, actually, I think. So this is kind of cool.
Yeah, first time with you. I've been in studio a few years ago, several years ago, did a little interview back when we first started this run. But yeah, it's been a while.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you here. So 22 to None, let's kind of touch on that for just a second. What, sure. That's your nonprofit that you're in charge of, and what is that all about?
Yeah, so 22 to None really derives its name from the number of veterans we're losing every day to suicide, and that's 22 a day. You know, that statistic came out probably, you know, 2017-ish, 2016 by the VA. They've bumped that number up and down over the years, mm-hmm. but, you know, we believe, and through some of the studies we've read, it's really higher than that. Last year in September, I read a study by a couple of colleges that the number that they believe is really somewhere along the lines of 40 a day.
Oh my goodness.
You know, just through different reporting and in families and how they want it to be publicized or not publicized, how the veteran passed away. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's several factors that go into it.
One a day is too many.
It's way too many. Way
so,
too many.
So what is it that 22 to None actually does then as a nonprofit organization?
Right. So when we first started, it was all about raising awareness to the fact that we're losing American heroes to suicide, mm-hmm. and why, you know, so how do we do something about it? So that's where we evolved and changed and started doing some different things to try to get veterans to connect with us so that they could connect with each other, mm-hmm. and offer that peer to peer support, that veteran to veteran support. And then, you know, as funds started coming in through the generous community we have up here in Northern Michigan, we're able to also provide financial assistance, housing, transportation, get them from point A to point B, get them connected as we network with other organizations here in Northern Michigan. We get them connected with those other groups or nonprofits or even state or federal entities that are supporting veterans to get into their programs as well, because we don't know the answer. We don't know what is the solution to stop the veteran suicides. Mm. But if we can interject and step in and come alongside them and offer some support, offer some hope, offer some, you know, a victory for a minute, mm-hmm. then hopefully that's something they can grab onto and keep moving forward.
You're a Marine?
Correct.
Or are a Marine, former Marine.
Right.
thank you for your service.
Thank you.
By the way, what's the psyche of someone who's been in the military? What happens to a veteran that gets to the point where they want to, you know, take their life?
That's a tough question.
Because it's different for everybody.
It's different for everybody. And my experience in the military, I was in during peacetime. I was mm-hmm. in from 94 to 98. So, you know, the most excitement I saw was going to sleep out in the field and not have any chow for a while.
Yeah.
So for me, the adjustment coming back to civilian life from that, where you have a structured day mm-hmm. every day, you know, it's kind of like work where you go in at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, go on base, you do your job, you come home 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's always that upbeat tempo. There's always that, you know, there's a mission to accomplish for the day, for the week, for the month. And even when you go out into the field to practice, you know, what I called it was playing Marine.
Yeah.
You know, there's an upbeat tempo. And then the camaraderie and the brotherhood, sisterhood that you had while you were in, it's there. The person to your left and right, you know, they got your back and they know their job. Mm-hmm. When you come out into the civilian world after that, it's a whole different ball game. You know, it's quite frankly, it's a lot of me, I. Mm. You know, teamwork appears to be lost. The structure is a little lost and everybody's fending for themselves is what it feels like when sure. you come out. Sure. At least it did for me.
Right.
I can't speak for everybody. And then our combat vets, my goodness, what they're going through, what they saw, what they have to live with, you know, that is something that, you know, you cannot... I believe that you cannot do that on your own.
Yeah.
You get through it. There's at least somebody to talk to is what you need to have, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that's really, you know, kind of what goes through the mind of, you know, I'll call myself a pogue, you know, I didn't really have a combat sure. MOS. My job in the military was a heavy equipment mechanic. So,
okay.
I'd be considered a pogue, non-combat, non-infantry is what we called it, you
right.
know, so a pogue. But you know, It's different for everybody. It's mm-hmm. and it's, you know, your mental stability and your fortitude, you know, it's different for everybody. Everybody's psyche is different, you know, mm-hmm. everyone's strengths and weaknesses are different. So we got to meet them where they're at.
Yeah. someone I know close to the area who is a combat veteran. You can't prepare for what you're going to go through, what his experience was.
Right.
Nobody can tell you, here, this is what's going to happen. This is how you're going to handle it, and you're going to be fine.
Right.
You get all of that after the fact, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm sure, what did I just go through? Because he showed me pictures of his vehicle that was destroyed, mm-hmm. and there's no reason why he's alive except for God that has Amen. A purpose for him here.
Right.
I mean, how do you help those people if, you know what I mean? Like the comfort you've received to comfort others.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I've not been through that. How do I help that person?
Right,
you know,
right.
But you can still just be there to listen, right?
Yeah. So trying to empathize right. with that situation is difficult. You know, sympathy is, you know, quote unquote easy. Mm-hmm. You know, I can sympathize, but empathy is a whole nother ball game, especially when you've not experienced anything like that.
Right.
You know, I've seen it on the TV, you know, but
sure.
In stories I've heard and that veterans share with me, combat vets, you know, got a couple on our board even, you know, and we'll sit and talk late at night and just hear some of the stories. And you know, it's like, wow, how are you still functioning?
Sure.
You know, after that, in the moment, from the stories I've heard and, you know, talking with veterans in the moment, it's all right. You know, more all right than afterwards. Because you don't have time to really process.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fast and it's so right now, and you're always on alert, and, you know, you're always in fight or flight, you know, right. more fight than flight.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you come back home, it's that calm period of, now what do I do? Because I'm so used to being amped up all the time, I don't know what to do with myself, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that is what really drives men and women to just not really understand their purpose anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think there's that element too that I've heard from veterans who have been in combat, who have lost fellow members of their platoon or their
survivor's guilt.
It's yeah. like, why me? Why yeah. did I, you know, my friend next to me just lost his life, but here I am okay. You know?
Yeah. I know several veterans that deal with that every day. You know, they wish they could just be back over there because the way it's been put to me is I can do war really good.
Mm.
I can't do husband, wife, dad, mom. I can't do that as well as I can do war because it was so ingrained. And that was your 24/7 for however many days or months you were over there and however many deployments you had, you know, that's, you had to change who you were to be there and to survive, you know, and then the moral injury that goes along with that, you know, the moral injury is a tough one because we don't always recognize that we've been morally injured by what we had to do,
yep.
you know, and I say them, right? Because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
By what they had to do. How do you forgive yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, if you're a believer, how do you make that right with God?
Yeah, sure.
You know, yes, our sins are forgiven once we accept Christ, but look what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do I make that right? And that's where it is crucial to be with other people,
right.
be with folks. You know, whether it's other guys, other gals in the veteran community that can help you process that.
We were never designed to be alone.
Absolutely not.
I mean, Adam lasted about, 5 minutes?
Right.
God's like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Right, right. My wife will agree with that, too. Like, I cannot survive on my own.
I give him 5 minutes. He's done.
Right.
Ray, 22-9, nonprofit.
Yes, sir.
Supported by generous donors all out there that are just wanting to support that cause that you guys have.
That's right.
So a big fundraiser for you is coming up, the DK 5K.
Yeah.
Drew Kostick Memorial. What's the background on that?
Yeah, so back in 2016, right about October time, one of the guys over at NMC, Lucas Clark, was the president of the Student Veterans of America chapter there at NMC. And he had come out to our hike, actually that very year, we did a suicide awareness hike, and you know, late October, early November, he reaches out to us and says, hey, we're gonna be doing a tough run, kind of like a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder, but those are trademark names, so we just call sure. it a tough run. You know, and we know that veterans like to volunteer and participate, and you know, so why don't you guys come on board and be a part of this with us? We'll raise some money, we'll get your message out, and you know, then we'll see where it goes from there. And you know, then in December of 2016, we lost a local veteran here, Drew Kostick, to suicide. He took his life in December 2016. So Lucas reached out to his dad because Lucas and Drew attended college together at NMC. Gotcha. And Lucas reached out to his dad and said, hey, Mr. Kostick, would you mind if we named this event after Drew? And Jim approved. Jim's his dad. He approved. So then it became the Drew Kostick Memorial 5K Tough Run. Mm. So from there, it just grew.
Yeah. How many participants have you been having in the recent years?
You know, it was amazing to us and a real blessing, and could have only been a God thing that we had 316 runners the first year.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I looked at that as John 3:16.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The day of the event, that's all I could think about. Sure. The next year, 316 runners. It was amazing, you know, and every year since, it's grown except for 2020. Now, wow. 2020, everything shut down. There were no runs happening anywhere. You know, we're in the middle of the, you know, the thing that the happened. Thing.
Thank you. That's how I refer to it, too.
And but we did our event anyway. And that was, you know, some people didn't like that we still did our event, but we're a bunch of stubborn veterans and, you know, big headed, and nobody's going to tell us what we can and can't do type of thing.
Well, you fought for the freedom to keep doing those things.
Amen. Right. But also we saw the value in bringing people together.
Sure.
Even if it was outdoors and separated. I don't want to use the two trigger words that they used back then.
We'll get canceled.
Right. You know, but we had about 200, 250 runners that year.
Still and then
we
came good.
Still really good. Yeah. We were surprised, you know, like, oh, goodness, how's this going to turn out? We might be the only ones out here. We're going to have to run it by ourselves. But we had about 250 come out. And then 2021, we kicked back up to, you know, 350-ish.
Nice.
And so we hover right around between 350 and 400 every year. We haven't broken the 400 participant mark yet.
Right.
We were hoping last year was going to be that year because the Marine Corps brought in an MV-22 Osprey.
Oh.
And did a little flyover, landed it out in the field. We were able to get on board and, you know, look around inside. Sweet. And stuff. So that was really cool. But last year was the first year we've ever had rain on event day.
Gotcha.
So I think that dampened a little bit of spirits, you know, but yeah, that's where we're usually at, about 350, 375. We're hoping to push over 400 this year. That would be absolutely amazing.
That's awesome. The DK 5K is coming up August 12th, still a little ways away, but get it on your calendar. August 12th, Twisted Trails Park.
Twisted Trails Off-Road Park.
Where is that located?
Kotmish.
Kotmish, okay.
Right off of 115 in Kotmish.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's a big 400-acre off-road park where you take your side-by-sides and four-wheel drives, and, yeah, you know, they do, like, the dog party out there in the wintertime, a couple of dog parties and mud festivals and stuff.
Sure.
And yeah, so, and yes, coming up August 12th.
Because for you planning it, it's going to be here before
goodness.
You know it.
Yeah, it is. You know, we start planning. Our first planning meeting is usually in January.
Oh, yeah.
And we have one, you know, once a month. But in the meantime, you know, from the end of the DK, like last year, we, you know, have our wrap up meetings. What did we learn? We send out, you know, surveys to figure out what we did right, what we did wrong, how can we make it better? You know, and then planning, you know, behind the scenes happens without meetings between a few of us. And then we move into, okay, official meetings, you know, on a Sunday afternoon to once a month to try to get things geared up. And registration is open right now.
Okay. So what's the website they can go to?
Go to 22tonone.org /DK5K.
We'll link that on our Facebook.
Yeah,
too.
Or if you just go to our website and then start clicking around, because it'd be good for you to click around, check out everything we've got going on at 22tonone, and you'll find the event, you know, under one of that little hamburger icon, they call it, I believe.
Yep. You're right.
But we're underneath there under events.
And 22tonone is 222none, right?
Dot org.
22tonone.
Right, all numbers.
ORG. So yeah. I saw something on Facebook the other day. There was a live event going on out in South Boardman.
Yeah.
That's where your location is, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So circling back to 22tonone and what we're doing proper, mm-hmm, outside of our largest fundraiser, the DK5K, yeah, is the barracks. We bought the old South Boardman Elementary School back in, well, just about 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And that's our outreach center. That's our, you know, hub of everything 22tonone. Okay. And, you know, it's sitting on 15 acres. We're hoping to move into doing some transitional housing for veterans. And so that's a need we have for funds, as well as some contractors to come in and help us out with that. Because as I was speaking at the Blessing of the Jeeps Sunday, and I told everybody there, you know, I can smash my thumb with a hammer, but I'm not licensed to do so.
Yes.
I need somebody that's licensed to do so. But No, the barracks is a great place for veterans to come out. Every Monday night we host MWR Mondays, which is Veterans Gather at 6:30, and we just have a meal and we connect with each other. Mm-hmm. There's no agenda. There's no, you know, we tell lies, we play games, we tell stories, you know, and maybe watch a movie on the big screen or a game or something like that, shoot some pool or whatever. But Friday night we had a concert out there. Another radio station is doing a big fundraiser for us out at Twisted Trails on Memorial Weekend.
Okay, cool.
And so we were kind of doing a pre-party for that. So we had a local band come out and, you know, being honest with you, turnout was not what I was hoping for.
Wow.
You know, but I think it was my fault due to the date. Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
You know, so trying to draw people out to South Boardman on Cinco de Mayo when there's tacos to be had elsewhere. You know, we had a great food truck out there, but, you know, just turnout was a little low, but that's all right. You know, we'll still get the word out and we'll still have a great time at that festival too. So,
yeah. So the DK 5K coming up in August 12th, is to benefit 22 to None.
Right.
So it's 22 to None. You guys are all about just building that community, the community of support, and fellow, you know, Marines, or of all veterans, I should say, of all the branches. Yeah. Do you have any stories of someone impacted by being a part of your community?
Yeah, we've had several, actually, not, you know, not just from what we do at the barracks or, you know, other smaller events that we do, our suicide awareness hike that we do every year, but out at the DK, you know, we've had family members of veterans that will come up to us or send us back and, you know, survey question, you know, type of thing. Hey, I just want you guys to know that, you know, my, you know, spouse or my uncle or whatever was pretty nervous about coming out and just really not sure what to expect. And, you know, but in a big crowd, didn't want to be around a big crowd.
Yeah.
But the DK is such a welcoming, you know, we call it DK for short, but the DK is such a welcoming place, and it's all about our mission out there. It's not about competition. That then we always explain our mission out at the DK, because it's a chance for us to get in front of, with volunteers and with spectators, 500-600 people, and explain to them what we're doing face to face, and show them what we're doing through, you know, things that we have displayed out there at the DK 5K. So we do get some pretty good feedback from veterans and civilians alike about our mission, about what we're doing, and interested in how they can become involved, whether it's on the veteran side or volunteer side. And, you know, like most people that are involved with nonprofits that are looking for volunteers, they know that volunteerism is tough to tough to get people in. You know, to dedicate some time. So
Well, I appreciate your time today. The DK 5K, August 12th at Twisted Trails Off-Road Park.
That's right.
Near Kotmish. It's going to be a good time, I'm sure of that.
It's a blast. Yeah. You know, just some information about the DK itself, the event day. It's $55 a person to register.
Thank you. I was going to get that.
Yeah, I almost forgot, too. $55 a person to register for an individual. If you want to run as a team of four, it's still $55 a person for that team, but now you're in a team category.
Gotcha.
And we have different team competitions from military teams. So if you... So if I wanted to go grab three other Marines and run as a Marine team, I have now I have a Marine team, and then there's Air Force, Coast Guard, you know, Navy, Army, and we have a trophy for the military team, whoever wins. Yeah. And what happens is whatever team wins, the next year we're running in those colors. That's what our T-shirt colors are.
Okay.
So this year we're running in blue and orange because the Coast Guard won last year.
Okay, that's nice.
So we also have first responder team competition, police. You know, police team competition, family teams, sponsored teams, you know, like corporate sponsored teams. So different opportunities there to win a medal. We do age brackets for first, second, and third place medals. And, you know, it's just it's a great, great time for folks to get out and challenge themselves.
Yeah.
And we have I like to say this way, we have kids from 3 to 73 that participate in this event, and you can walk it, you can run it, you can do whatever. But something we talk about out there during opening ceremonies is, you know, there's a lot of obstacles out there, from climbing obstacles to mud, to lifting, to crawling, you know, to even just running. You know, some of the obstacles are the same every year, but I always add some new ones out there, and we'll change up where they're at. The route's always the same, but we'll change up where the obstacles are placed, and we'll add some new ones, because those obstacles out there are just like obstacles in life. You never know what you're going to run into sometimes, But we have volunteers that are out on some of those tougher obstacles to give you a hand. And all you got to do is reach out for help. Same thing in life, man.
Perfect.
Like, all you got to do is reach out for help. Somebody is there to help. Yeah. But also, if you're not struggling with an obstacle or one of the challenges out on the course, look out for somebody that you can help. Mm. You know, so yeah. There's always that message out there. Always that message out there to reach out for help and to challenge yourself while you're at it.
That's good. I like that. Ray McDaniel from 22 to None with me today in studio at Fuel FM. The DK 5K August 12th, Twisted Trails Off-Road Park in Kotmish. Go to 22tonone.org to register for it. Find out more about 22 to None and your organization. Are there people can sign up to do the DK 5K? Are you looking for even people that, I don't want to do this, but I can help donate some money as a corporate sponsor?
Or, absolutely. Yeah. We're always looking for sponsors. You know, we've got different sponsor levels, you know, but however, whatever monetary amount you want to come in at, or in-kind donation for water, Gatorade, Powerade, you know, that kind of stuff, energy drinks, you know, basic hydration drinks, food vendors. We're always looking for food vendors because we like to provide a small meal for the runners and participants and volunteers and staff.
Perfect.
That we provide all that as part of your $55 entry. But everybody that comes out can go to the food truck, or, you know, our food truck, or grab a hot dog or something like that. It's not just for the runners. Yeah. So everyone that comes out can grab a bite to eat as well. So we need food vendors for that. We need volunteers. You know, you can sign up to run at our website, but you can also sign up to volunteer there as well. We need between 80 and 100 volunteers to help us out that day.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your call right there. Ray, thanks so much for coming by today, and all the best to you in the DK 5K. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Appreciate it.